You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Democrats are trying to work out another way to pay for the Biden social spending plan, adding in, perhaps, a corporate minimum tax. This is separate from the billionaire's tax on very wealthy individuals that we've been covering this week. This corporate minimum would apply to the biggest and most profitable companies in the U.S. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with more details.
It looks like this would be an across-the-board 15% minimum tax, and it would apply to corporations that report more than $1 billion in profits per year over a three-year period. The lawmakers who proposed the new tax say it would apply to around 200 companies and would raise hundreds of billions of dollars.
All right, 15%. Which companies would be paying taxes differently going forward as a result of this, do you think?
The lawmakers pointed to Amazon. They say over the last 3 years, it reported $45 billion in profits, but its effective tax rate was just 4.3%. They say between 2008 and 2015, 40% of the biggest companies in the U.S. paid no taxes or got rebates for at least one of those years. The bill's supporters say they would still preserve tax credits for things like research and development, but some corporations are pushing back, saying the new tax would limit the incentive for them to invest in R&D because they wouldn't be able to write off as much of those investments.
I mean, how much political support is there for this version?
Well, Senator Kristen Sinema, the Democrat from Arizona, who's raised objections to various other tax proposals, seems to be on board with this. And President Biden has proposed a similar minimum corporate tax in the past. So Democrats are hopeful this will be an acceptable compromise.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.